Welcome back to Colts Up Close. Joining us now, GM Ryan Grigson of your Indianapolis Colts. I know it's your time of year. We're down at Lucas Oil Stadium. The combine is here for a guy. It's a, you know, talked about getting dirty and grass stained, looking for talent. Yeah. This is your time of year.
It really is. It's an exciting time. It was quite a year, but now we have an opportunity to make our team even better. And that's what's exciting about this. It's a collective effort, scouting, coaching, the whole organization, and it's fun.
We're going to get more in-depth in the combine after this, but I have to give you some praise here, as well as everyone who's watching this knows. Your first year in the league as a GM, NFL Executive of the Year. Ryan, congratulations, and that is unheard of in a day and age like this in the NFL. Great job.
Appreciate it. It was, I chalk it up really to, it was a collective effort again, you know, from having the great support of Jim Irsay, mm-hmm. his family, throughout the whole process, through thick and thin. Chuck texting from his hotel bed, mm-hmm. BA, you know, carrying the torch for Chuck, keeping the message the same the whole entire time. It really was a team effort, and really it's always, I think it's really truly a byproduct of winning.
What a year it was for, and if you're a Colts fan, you'll definitely understand what we're talking about. GM Ryan Grigson joining on Up Close right now. Let's talk about this combine. There's so much that goes into the combine. All, you know, they're up there like cattle. Some people talk about it. They're poked and prodded, and you're looking for how the high they can broad jump and jump. Is that a huge part of this thing for you? Because you watch tape till you go to bed. I know that. Or are you looking on the field? Or are you looking at these little intangibles we get at the combine?
It's pretty broad because, you know, in the past, maybe I was looking at more specific things, but now from, you know, where I sit in this position, you know, it's, you're making investments. So you need to know everything from top to bottom about these players from a mental standpoint, from a durability standpoint, from a leadership standpoint. It goes on and on and on, and you can't get enough information. So the process is extensive, but it needs to be because you're spending a lot of money on these players, and they're ensuring the future of the franchise.
Have you seen guys that you say, okay, I see this guy's got about a 4.6, 4.7, 40, and all of a sudden he puts the shorts on at Lucas Oil Stadium, he's running a 4.5 or 4.4. Have you seen guys like that? Does that happen year in and year out?
Year in and year out, and it's on both ends of the spectrum. Guys who perform really well that you never expected to, and that, you know, and then vice versa. So every year it doesn't change. There's always guys that move way up and down the board in drastic fashion, and you have to be careful on that.
Okay, and one of the most important factors of this combine, you've talked about it recently, is that 15-minute interview, that one-on-one that you have with the player, the coaching staff as well. A lot of these guys come in, the agents give them all polished, and they have the correct answers. How do you break through on stuff like that?
Well, again, I spoke on it last week, is, you know, it's great to have someone like Chuck who has the people skills he does, because he garners not only respect, but he has a way of breaking the ice, because he's a genuine person and has good conversation, but he also can be very serious and be specific. And he has respected these players. And, you know, that really helps because, you know, a lot of times you can break through some of that if you have the right people in there. And not always. It's not always the case. But, you know, it's sometimes hard because it's really, there's a lot at stake for the player too. And it's all about, from the agent perspective and their perspective, they want to make his most money as they can on draft day.
Right.
That's just the reality of the situation. So you try to temper that with things in the room, the questions that we asked in the direct fashion. We do it eyeball to eyeball.
Right.
And hopefully the kids are genuine enough to answer in a genuine way.
And you definitely found those guys in the last year, and I'm sure you will find this year at the Combine as the Combine continues through Tuesday. If you could, let's talk about March 12th just a little bit. It's the opening of free agency, and we've heard it all over the press and ESPN and every paper you open. The Colts have a ton of money to spend, but it's not necessarily the case. Just because you have the money, you're not going to spend it, and you want to do it wisely. Talk about the process a little bit.
Well, first, it's all about looking at who's out there. Mm-hmm. It is a process, and it's, you want to know who the players are out there that not only fit us from, you know, an age perspective, a scheme perspective, have they been durable? Are they going to be worth the price tag that the market's going to demand in the end? There's a lot of questions you have to find out, and then you kind of temper that with and look and contrast that with what's there in the draft. Mm-hmm. So it's an evolving process. It's one that we're not near the end of right now. We have an idea, but it's a day-to-day thing, and especially here at the Combine where guys' draft values will rise and fall, and you can kind of find the middle ground there of who you're going to pick in free agency or who you're picking the draft.